We are joined today by Carl Graydon. Carl is the General Manager Strategy for Toy EDA. Toy EDA is the economic development agency for the Eastern Bay of Plenty. It includes Portika and Whakatane and the Kawerau districts. And a new partnership has been formed by them, as well as Te Punaoro Matatua, the Eastern Bay Chamber of Commerce and Toy EDA, aiming to provide more access to COVID-19 vaccinations for people living in the Eastern Bay. The organisations will collaborate to inform the business community about receiving vax while also providing easy access. Carl Graydon joins us for a kōrero this morning. Carl, tēnā koe.
Morena.
It's good to have you. Thanks for having us, joining us on the program. Have you combined with the Chamber of Commerce and Te Punaoro Matatua before?
Look, there's been a really good collaborative sense across the entire Eastern Bay, to be honest with you, whether it's the three organisations, the councils, iwi. I must say that's brought out the best of our very strong community. So, yeah, we have collaborated before. This is just taking it to a whole new level, making it as easy as possible for people to get vaccinated and to allow employers to keep their kaimahi safe. That's, I think, really important to everyone down here.
You've established some mobile vaccination teams. What's been some of the logistical challenges to get that happening, Carl?
Look, that's been under the guise of Te Punaoro Matatua's remit, and they've done an amazing job. They've actually started that up previously. Obviously, we have some extremely remote locations. When you think about our operations all the way from Ruatahuna right the way through to Minganui and Raukokere at the very end of the East Cape on the eastern side here. You know, there's some really challenging locations for us to reach. So Te Punaoro have really reached into these deep communities, worked with the marae, worked with the local communities. They've got people on the ground in a lot of these places already. So it's basically been leveraging those networks. And at the last lockdown, they did establish this mobile clinic to set up some roving medical support and roving kai support, and they've been out there doing it from day one with whānau and marae. So it was pretty easy for the Chamber of Commerce and Toy EDA to come along and help them plug into our networks, which are largely the business and economic side of the communities. It's been a wonderful partnership.
We've heard some harrowing tales, even sadly, a reference from one of our doctors up here in Tamaki, Carl, that some employers are anxious about their workers getting tested because of the time delay it takes to get results back, and fearful that they could be off work for some days while those results are tabled. It's a disappointing attitude, but sadly for some, a reality.
I do find that very disappointing, because you can't have an economic response without a health response. And I think that's what is core to all of this. By working together, community, business, health, then we actually can create a really fast response that is going to allow us to get back to whatever that new normal will be. So, yes, I've heard those stories. It is disappointing, Dale. But I think here in the Eastern Bay, we're pretty pragmatic. We do take care of our staff, and we always have, I think, as a region. I mean, we're 50% Māori, and we intrinsically have whānau at the centre of everything we do. So I think we have a slightly different attitude potentially to some other parts of the country.
So we're taking the vaccination opportunity to, well, I'd say street corners in Minganui, for instance, but also to workplaces. Explain how that works. The businesses contact you or you them. What's the formula?
So they contact us on our Facebook page is possibly the easiest way. Actually, we've set up a page for a one-stop shop for all of the businesses in the Eastern Bay. We found that there was a lot of noise, a lot of messaging being sent out there, so we set up one shop on our Facebook, which is the Eastern Bay COVID Business Support Hub. And what we do is then triage them with the team at Te Punaoro Matatua. All we need to know is where we need to be, the dates that you prefer, and the number of kaimahi that you want to have vaccinated, and then we'll be able to get the individual details behind that later of the staff and everything. So we really want to make this as easy as possible. We want to reach as deep into our communities as possible. We're starting with some of the bigger employers right at the very outset to prioritise them. So some of the big mills, for example, that's a great opportunity to have them, with a few hundred staff on site, actually deliver this first. And then we'll be looking to make sure that we have all of those other employers that want to do the right thing come and help. And I think Te Puna Ora Maitātua, there's not a single group in our community that I think is better set up to partner with than them.